Hello, my name is Jack Buck. I will be reading from my short collection of 14 poems inspired during a camping trip in Utah. The title of this collection is Will You Let It Send You Out? There are no titles for the individual poems, so it will be indicated by the brief pause in between each. Thank you for listening. Where God is made of stone, the display of distance, exhibiting the transparency of time, a scenery of greater range of thinking about what we want to do next, a place to think about everything and nothing at once. We've sat on this rock for so long, the rock watches us. It's a reminder of before you and after you. We learned everything is related to everything else. I heaved rocks over my shoulders every day then, out of fear we might all disappear. You are here to survive. Awaken again, unknowing if this morning of your life almost didn't happen. The beautiful, everlasting church of red rock feels sad sympathy for us. There are people standing in an art gallery right now thinking God is dead. Later, when it rains hard enough, we will be easily swept off and down forever into a canyon so large only animals will be able to find us. There are a lot of things in this world that you can't prove but are real. Go off the road where the rock take over the highway. Way out within red white light, faces lit. See you and me torn apart as the coyote does. Who can say what's true in the end? They will never know. Other than maybe a very honest friend, if you are lucky enough to have one like that. Or that pack of coyotes with unrestrained patience waiting atop the ridge over there for their chance to rip us apart in the desert of night, to reveal the ancient busted open. Even then, with a full moon's lighting, we wouldn't be able to see all of you. To have understood some small piece of you, one would have to extend some fishing line or hook inward inside the body, where all of life we've kept to ourselves in privacy. What's left over anyways? What's left of the skull? Through to the back of the socket of the eye to have a look inside. By the time we find it, there'll be nothing left besides your ghost, like a mystery. If we could just see inside to show our not so different varieties of loneliness and wanting, if we could hear one another scream out before. When I was a little boy, 6 or 7, I met Mary a couple times in summer afternoons, sleeping under the tree out back. She was much larger than you'd think, as big as her reflection on the side of a glass skyscraper, while standing, looking up on a busy street. One time she let me drive a car in 5-lane traffic when I couldn't even see over the steering wheel. You are the bird flooded with sky, witnesses of light, the solitary tree in the stretched out field, the person looking out their window with a light on, denying the dark, looking not with knowing, understanding of a recognition of all we cannot see. Passing through time, the years wave as you hold still, hear before how everything eventually goes, where shadows dance between the corners of the walls, running after in a house and their disappearance. With a daughter's son and daughter, they return, a show of lean shadows above on the ceiling, a ship sailing by the guidance of courage, another wearing a big hat while galloping on a broom out west. From the next room, heard voices of children, like waves crashing against the shore, the quiet rooms are alive again. Too much happened to see it for anything else. I walk backward so I won't be followed by the past. Got in my car and drove away nonstop to Denver. There are geographical equivalents for ghost of mind. What did we know? It haunts me. The mountain peaks rise up like in the city, how the buildings too rise up. That's too obvious, though. I don't care about the buildings. The mountains, on the other hand, are mountains. And then, one day, decidedly looking up at the world, after no longer buying in to looking down, we forgot about how all this was supposed to go. The day in its best version brought forward into another, in its procedure rushing silently and spreading everywhere, and then the coming across of light on a mountain lake. How softly a bird may land on a tree. Back in the office, I tried to explain the sanctity it deserves, but couldn't. Unattainable in the city, in the walls. Clouds elevate themselves above. The ones who gather to ritually hold in the morning between rooms from this world. You were here. Where you've gone, we'll never know. Eventually, everyone, they are some other stranger at the end, and you later trying to recall what was all said. I can't remember so many things, but to see you. So this is how you live in the desert, up here safe and away from the news. To talk all the time is a terrible, dreadful habit. How we've come to be here. What matters is maybe things could be different this time in this small version. To make this feeling slip into a crack, into a door, and forget yourself. Don't bother asking how it all got here. It's been lifetimes ago. Their half-lit selves come to live like desert hermits in hope. Out there, far from the coast, would have to float on their back down the Colorado River if they ever wanted to get out.